Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
I'm going to circle back to the Chris Strauser talking about the stunts up front and just basics and, you know, just the getting the basics down. There are people angry about that answer. It sounds like this is on the 5 Hour Energy fan line. 5 Hour Energy, the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610 and football superfans. This sounds like training camp bleep.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It was like some of the stuff. Well, that's what I told you. This first half of the season has felt like an extended preseason.
Yeah.
And you keep saying the same things that you would say in the preseason. Like, well, you know, I just got to click a few things here together.
Yep.
Maybe eventually they'll build that domino structure. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll circle back
Not
to
domino,
it.
Not domino. What's it? Lego. Lego.
Lego. Yeah. Legos. Yeah. We'll circle back to it. Let's get to the five reasons I hate you for the for the Detroit Lions.
I've looked forward to this one more than any other one all year because I had a hard time mustering up hatred for the Packers.
Yeah.
Other than Jair Alexander,
yep.
Who's got a hateable. He doesn't have a hateable. He's got like a hateable wit manner of speaking.
His voice is hateable. Yeah.
There's something about his manner of speaking. Like he could deliver a compliment and you'd just assume that he's being sarcastic.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Yeah.
All right. So let's get to the Lions. This is number five. And you brought this up earlier this week. So this is a bit of a layup here. This is an organization that at one time employed Matt Patricia and empowered him to be an NFL head coach and found out quickly that he was not that at all. He was 13-29-1 in his 2+ seasons with the Lions. Fun fact, he was fired after the loss to the Texans in the COVID year on Thanksgiving.
Oh,
yeah. So
take that. We could get Dan Campbell fired this week.
Here is maybe the worst moment of the Matt Patricia era. Matt Patricia, sloppy, messy, blob of a human being.
Oh.
Doing this to a reporter sitting in the front row at a press conference.
Why do you think this move makes your franchise better?
Well, you know, do me a favor, just kind of sit up and just like have a little respect for the process. Every day you come in and ask me questions and you just kind of like, you know, give me this. But I mean, like, just be a little respectful. I'm asking just to be a little respectful in this whole process, okay? So ask me a question professionally and I'll answer it for you.
You're a sloppy mess of a human being, Matt Patricia.
Yeah, you've got no platform to stand on when you're going to start criticizing body language
right.
or appearance or anything else like that.
Right.
You look like a guy that has a very contrived nonchalance.
Yes.
Like he's trying so hard to look like Bill Belichick. These guys that feel like, oh, part of being a good coach is looking like you don't care. I'm going to try so hard to look like I don't care that I put a pencil in my ear as a trademark.
Yep.
This damn fool had a trademark pencil in his ear. Yeah.
And I know that he's not with the organization anymore, but this organization gave him the cachet of being a head coach for far too long. One game is far too long with Matt Patricia. That's number five. Number four. Have you seen this, Seth, around society, apparently, up in the Midwest? that Lions fans everywhere they go chant, Jared Goff, Jared Goff, Jared. They did it at a Red Wings Blackhawks game in Chicago. Mm-hmm. They do it at the airport. Mm-hmm. They do it everywhere that they go. I need Jared Goff to get back to sucking again.
There's something about the Great White North, the desolate plains up there, that which I know in Detroit's not even really like Detroit's weird. It's not even it's off on its own little corner of America, or it's not quite Midwest, but it's not the Northeast.
I think it's considered Midwest just because
it is, but it's Eastern time zone.
Yeah, it is time zone. That's true.
You know, they've got stupid chants in the NFC North.
Yeah.
They've got the Skol chant, I liked it at first, and now it annoys the hell out of me.
They clap over their head when they do it.
But Skol. I think also that, I think this is where I can already sense it. There's a lot of people in Detroit that are like, oh, CJ Stroud, young phenom, huh? Everybody laughed when we traded for Jared Goff, but look at us now. Look at our man. Yeah, I got to watch my language here. Jared Goff's doing exactly what Jared Goff was, the young phenom that everybody was gushing about.
Number one overall pick.
He's already been that guy. Yeah. Don't act like he's like some beleaguered, always maligned dude or anything.
Yeah.
Like he had that. He had all that adulation his first couple years in the league.
Yep. Yeah, he made a Super Bowl. Yeah, so the Jared Goff chants, enough with that. Leave society alone. Go chant in your own home, Michigan, okay? Number three, Dan Campbell. He is being treated like a modern day John Madden, but at his core, he's still a meathead at his core, and he's kind of dumb. No, for real. Like he might do some dumb stuff in this game. Like he's a yoked up Jerry Glanville is what he is. Like he's all about bluster and you know, like just emotion. And not, you know, and I get why his team loves him so much, but he may have cost them a trip to the Super Bowl last year. Remember, they're up 24-7 at the half, and he's going for it. He had two failed fourth down conversions in the second half of that game. Remember that game against the Cowboys last year where they went for the 2-point conversion and they got it and they lost because one of his guys didn't report to the official as an eligible receiver?
Yeah.
That's the stuff that happens to dumb meathead coaches.
Okay.
Dan Campbell is a, albeit a likable one, he's kind of dumb, and he's not being treated right now like he's kind of dumb.
You want to? You almost? He's like a boxer who hasn't learned about like the sweet science of boxing.
Yeah,
and maybe you can dupe him into being overly aggressive, come out too strong.
Totally.
Just you know, throwing haymakers when he needs to be more careful and calculating. Yeah, yeah, that's where you got to take advantage of. There will be opportunities in this game where the Lions make a really aggressive play. Maybe when they have a lead, and that's where you have to upend them. That's where the Texans defense, which has been really good in a lot of regards, and yet still lets up way too many big plays. They have way too many lapses. They haven't been a good red zone defense. That's the thing that's keeping them from being a genuinely great defense. But they've been able to overcome some of it by making big plays at opportune moments. On third down, just having tackles for a loss on a sustained drive that killed the drive, all that stuff. Yeah, there will be a moment in this game where maybe the Lions would have a chance at starting to put you away where you've got to create a turnover when they decide to go for it on fourth and six.
Bingo.
Or something
yes.
like that.
Bingo, yes. So there you go. That's number three. Number two, five reasons I hate you. The Lions have ruined countless Thanksgivings by subjecting us to terrible football. They're good now, but for their history, they've stunk. And for some reason, they've got this Thanksgiving privilege, Detroit, where I am going to sit and watch football. But so many Thanksgivings, I've had to sit and watch horrible football because the Detroit Lions have been handed this privilege of getting the 11:30 game every Thanksgiving.
Well, that is, you're 100% correct. In the vast history, they've really, you know, a lot of people cite Thanksgiving as their favorite holiday of the year. And, you know, for a lot of people, that great holiday has been a little bit diminished because they've had to sit through the Lions getting destroyed by various other teams. And at least with the Cowboys, it's annoying, but it makes sense because they're a big TV draw no matter what.
Yes.
The Lions are not a big TV draw, or at least they're not a perennial big TV draw. But then yet they're given this privilege.
They're handed it to them. What the hell? So yeah. That bothers me. That's number two.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Number one, this isn't even football related. Remember this?
The 0-1. And this should end the run. And that'll do it. The Motel Magic continues. The Tigers sweep the Astros 5-2, and they will move to the American League Division Series.
Same jackasses that are going to come in here on Sunday in their Lions jerseys trying to invade NRG Stadium are the same people who have been deriving joy from that moment for the last month.
Yeah, yeah.
At our expense. At our expense. So the number one reason to hate the Detroit Lions, ironically, is because of the Tigers. And this is where we're hating the fans of the Lions as much as anything.
I'm guessing that psychotic Tigers fan who tried to get me fired because I went off on him. We had somebody from Detroit that was listening to our show.
Yeah.
And he texted in a few things, and I kind of went off on him. I think I told him that I hope he gets hit by a car and dies today or something like that. Yes. And he got offended at that.
Oh, my God.
Sent an email to my boss and everything.
So like, soft. Yeah.
Good luck getting me fired, pal. but I think that, we've still got to stick it to that guy.
Yes, somehow. That guy. You're right, yeah. Seth. It's not about, I mean, it is about all the Lions fans coming in. What are we expecting, by the way, at NRG Stadium? Are the Lions, are they a traveling group? I would imagine their team is good enough to go travel and follow.
I was looking at, I use airline tickets as airline prices.
Gauge.
And I was trying to book a flight. I think there's a lot of fans coming. I think there's a lot coming.
You think there's going to be a lot, yeah.
Cleveland, it was easy because there's a direct flight from Cleveland to Houston, and that one was just skyrocketed that week. Even though there weren't nearly as many Browns fans as I thought there'd be.
Me too.
Oh, the other thing real quick.
Yeah.
The Lions fans would not stop whining forever about the fact that on a Thanksgiving Day game, Justin Forsett had an incredible touchdown run.
Yeah.
Where his knee definitely touched the ground and it wasn't called. And he got up and ran
and Schwartz
for 50 more yards.
And Jim Schwartz threw a challenge flag and got penalized.
Knowing that he was going to get flagged for it just in protest.
Yeah. Like, because you can't challenge that play.
It wasn't a reviewable play.
Right.
And, but they would not stop whining about something that was totally, totally a really bad botched call.
Okay, we got a few more coming in on the 5-Hour Energy fan line. Jared Goff didn't know the sun rose in the east during his rookie season on Hard Knocks.
Good call.
Yeah, that's a good one. Text message. My last two exes are from Detroit. That city produces horrible people. feel free to use that. You know what?
Yeah.
That's reason 5A, because texter 8432 had horrible experiences with skanks from Detroit.
That's right.
Yeah. There you go. All right, that's your five reasons.
Yeah, Goff went to Cal. and didn't know that the sun rose in the east.
Yeah, it's not a good
bad
look.
Look for Cal.
Not a good look,
you know?
For Cal.
It's
yeah.
supposed to be they're supposed to be smart kids at that school.
Yep. Yeah. Getting a lot of F Detroit on the text page. Okay, there we go.
You know their pizza, you could go into their stupid square pizza.
Their pizza that they put the sauce on top of the cheese.
Yeah, and they fight so hard for it's just a broke down attempt at being kind of like, oh, well, Chicago does something unique. We're going to do something unique,
so
too.
So true. God, I'm mad at myself. I didn't put the pizza thing
it
there.
It looks like a pizza built by Henry Ford in 1930.
It does.
It's like, oh, I got some Italian workers now, I guess.
It looks
we'll
like,
try to pander to them a little bit. Let's give them what they ate in the old country. Here's your pizza.
Yeah. It looks like a
that's
pizza.
That's how Henry Ford talked.
That's how he talked. No, if you go back and watch the tapes, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. With Will Anderson banged up, there's a question that at least one Texan fan is asking on the text page on the 5-Hour Energy fan line that I am surprised we are not getting more of right now. And we will tell you what that is coming up next.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between with 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack. You'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.